I scramble through my purse and dig out my passport and pass it over. He smiles as he looks at the photo. Oh man, that's the worst photo in all of history. Did you see me on Most Wanted? I asked. Possibly. That photo, is it even you? He laughs. I smile embarrassed. I hope not. I'm in trouble if it is. He types in my details. Okay, so we have you flying to New York today with a... He stops typing and reads. Uh-huh. Preferably not next to that man. He won't be going anywhere today, he replies, as he continues to type at a ridiculous speed, other than the lockup. Why would you get drunk before coming to the airport? I ask. He hasn't even been inside to the airport bars yet. You would be surprised by what goes on around here, he sighs. I smile. This guy is nice. He prints off my tickets. I've upgraded you.
What?
First class. As an apology for him mishandling your bag.
My eyes widen. Oh, that's not necessary, really, I stammer.
He hands the tickets over and smiles broadly. Enjoy your flight.
Thank you so much, I gush.
He gives me a wink, and I could just reach over and hug him, but of course I won't. I'll pretend that cool things like this happen to me every day.
Thanks again, I smile.
You have access to the VIP lounge, which is located on level 1. Lunch and drinks are on the house in there. Have a safe flight.
With one last smile, he looks back to the line.
Next, please.
I walk through the baggage checks with a huge, goofy grin on my face. First class. Just what the doctor ordered. 3 hours later, I walk onto the plane like a rock star. I didn't end up going into the VIP lounge because, well, I look like crap. My long dark hair is up in a high ponytail and I'm wearing black leggings, a baggy pink sweater, and tennis shoes. But I did fix my makeup a little, so that's something. If I had known I was going to be upgraded, I would have at least tried to look the part and worn something swanky instead of looking like a homeless person. But anyway, who cares? It's not like I'm going to see anyone I know. I hand my ticket over to the flight attendant, just through the left aisle and to the right. Thanks. I look at my ticket and walk through the plane and see my number. 1B. Damn it. I don't have a window. I get to my seat and a man sitting next to the window turns to me. Big blue eyes greet me and he smiles.
Hello.
Hi, I say. Oh no. I'm sitting next to God's gift to women. Only, he's hotter. I look like shit. Fuck it. I open the overhead and he stands.
Here, let me.
He takes my bag from me and carefully places it up. He's tall and built and wearing blue jeans and a white t-shirt. He smells like the best aftershave in history. Thanks, I murmur as I pull my hand through my ponytail, trying to smooth out the knots. I mentally kick myself for not wearing something better.
Do you want the window seat?
He asks. I stare at him as my brain misfires. He gestures to the seat beside the window. You don't mind? I frown.
Not at all.
He smiles.
I fly all the time. You can have it.
I force a smile. Thanks. That was code for, I know you got upgraded, you poor homeless person, and I feel sorry for you. I sit down in my seat and look nervously out the window with my hands clasped in front of me on my lap.
Are you going home?
He asks. I turn to him. Oh, please don't talk to me. You make me nervous just sitting there. No, I've been at a wedding, and I have a job interview in New York on the way home. I'm only there for the day, and then I fly out again to LA. I live there.
Ah,
he smiles.
I see.
I stare at him for a moment. I should ask him a question now. Are you going home? I say.
Yes.
I nod, unsure what to say next, so I choose the lame option and stare back out the window. The attendant walks around with a bottle of champagne and glasses. Glasses. Since when do airlines give you a real glass? Oh, right. First class. I knew that. Would you like some champagne to take off with, sir? The flight attendant asks him. I notice that